Since my subject this week is on the Apostle John, the Apostle of Love, I think that it would be fitting to just see what Jesus says about love. You remember in the Old Testament, when God gave the Ten Commandments as a law for the children of Israel to live by? I've read many, many times, and I have never been able to find the word love in those Ten Commandments. So when the Pharisees asked the Lord which of the commandments was the greatest, Jesus said to him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, with all of thy soul, with all of thy mind." And then Jesus said, "The second one is likened unto it. Thou shalt love your neighbor as yourself." And then he goes on to say in Luke chapter 6, "You have heard it's been said to love your friends and hate your enemies. But I say unto you, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you." In fact, the Christian religion is the only religion that the only motivating force is love. John wrote a lot about love, and one of the most quoted scriptures that John wrote was John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish." And then I read 1 John 3:16. He writes, "Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers." So now let me return to where I left off yesterday. We don't know if John was married or not, or if Paul was married or not. We have scriptures that would have us believe that maybe Paul was. I'm not certain. No one can be certain. What is clear about John is that he had a home of his own, which after the death of Jesus also became home of Mary, the mother of John. Apparently, Zebedee had died, and Mary was a widow. And Jesus said, "You take Mary home with you." And he did. Behind John and his brother James, there was a blessed home influence, which must have shaped John's own home life. While we have no record of the impact that his father Zebedee's had upon his life, John must have been swayed by his dear mother's life and witness. The Apostle John, the son of Zebedee's, was a disciple of John the Baptist. In order to accomplish the will of God in the work of God, one must have a certain adequate spiritual preparation. Nothing worthwhile and prominent can be done offhand. John began the preparation for his ministry as a disciple of John the Baptist. How long he was with the preacher in the desert, it is not told. As an earnest, pious Jew, John eagerly awaited and anticipated the coming of the Messiah. And when the Baptist declared that he had been raised up to prepare the way for the long-promised one, John believed it. What eventful days they were spent among the crowd at Jordan as he listened to this mighty voice in the wilderness who had caught something of the spirit and the power of Elijah. How deeply impressed John was by the strong character and the forceful teaching of the Baptist. When the hour came and Jesus appeared and the Baptist pointed him out, saying, "Behold, the Lamb of God," how his heart must have been thrilled. John was familiar with the Old Testament. He knew all about the Passover lamb, the prophecy of the Messiah, such as Isaiah 53. Therefore, when John the Baptist identified Jesus as the lamb who had come to take away the sins of the world, John left John the Baptist and followed Jesus. There was something about the call of the Baptist that touched the heart of John. The message of this earnest preacher in the wilderness, met the deepest yearnings of the heart of John and drew him by a force that could neither be resisted nor explained. From that hour, the heart of John was captive. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.